Ladies and gentlemen, once again, for your listening pleasure, it's the Mason and Friends Show, featuring the Jew Unit. As well as the illustrious poet Trey X.
Live and direct.
As well as the big homie Gerard Statham, aka Big Mike.
Yeah.
Trey X.
Happening.
Motherfucking porter!
Yeah.
Bitches!
Yeah. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen.
What's happening?
What the fuck are y'all doing?
This is the Mason and French.
Friday Eve.
What's popping with everybody across the ocean?
You know what we like
Frickin'
to do?
The vast lands.
We have now, Sweden has reached into the triple digits for downloads.
Yo.
Wildfire! Sweden!
We got people all around the world in the country, ladies and gentlemen, listening to us in our foolishness. Hearing the intellectualized conversations.
Love all y'all.
Crazy men.
I tell you what, Friday night.
30s.
I got some strange lined up. Well, that's tomorrow night. Got some strange lined up. Probably gonna fall through. So we can hit up two silos.
Alright, bet.
I put 20 on it.
This fool wants to go to the strip club because
or we going to the strip club because he wants to be
happy. I'm gonna go up there and I'm gonna ask these bitches how to be an asshole. Like, I'm gonna say, you know, I talk to girls and they say they like assholes, and I'm just trying to understand what that truly entails. Like
that right there. Will
30 minutes
at least
later, he's getting thrown out.
Yeah, so we're gonna go.
Nah, he won't get thrown
out.
He'll get three bitches right off of that right there. That,
I'll get thrown
right
out because I'll be like, how the fuck you got all these bitches? I got all these BFs out this motherfucker.
That's what'll happen right there.
There you go.
And he got GWs out
later, he's being hauled out by security.
I'm going to act like I don't know this guy. I'm going to be like, why is this guy getting all bad and mad about
my
flavor?
This is where my stupid ass will come into play, because I'll be like, yo, man, he just chilling, man. He just upset. He ain't had no ass in a while. This motherfucker come up in here, ask a question, got three bitches. He want to know what's up, man. Yo, we good? I got him.
Y'all
let's
have
get a
fun
drink.
With that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be interesting.
We just go down the street. Trash one, they ain't gonna kick us out
of
there.
Oh, yeah, trash one, you ain't gonna get kicked out in that one.
I mean, I don't expect I would get kicked out because I'm a classy guy. If I go to the classy strip club, I'm gonna
be doing fine. The only one that's gonna get thrown out of a strip club, we all know who it is.
Is this motherfucker?
Oh, yeah, it's Jew Unit.
That's only if I want to, though. I get myself kicked out when I want to.
Shut up. You don't get yourself kicked out when you want to. Oh, wait, you just know it.
That time in Myrtle, I kicked myself out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
How do you kick yourself out of a strip club? How in the world do you do that?
Shit. I just got up cussing out mad as shit. No. I'm like, I'm out this
He knew. It's like, you don't need to throw me out. I'm fucking leaving.
120 seconds. That's how long I was gone.
You just
120 seconds.
You just loudly left. That's all. You didn't get yourself kicked out.
He
you
knew
loudly
it was
left.
Because
it was
what happened, he knew it was coming. Now, we went to one strip club prior to this, right? And we got kicked out of that one because the shorty that rolled, we got her stripping. We gave her some money.
That's why she got kicked out.
That's
of
why.
That's right.
Man, hold on.
Oh, because you had a girl with you that was stripping. I remember this
Making
conversation.
Money.
I remember this story.
Money. Yeah, you remember.
She was stealing their money. Out
the strippers
from
got mad because this bitch was getting bread. This nigga the whole time though, while this bitch getting bread, this nigga been gone the entire time. He in the upper room. You know what I'm saying?
That's some expensive shit. The upper room, isn't it? That costs you some money, right?
A little bit.
I don't even.
Like,
how much
let me ask you something. How much money do you spend to go and not have sex with this girl?
It depends on.
Because that's what it is, right? I mean, you literally go sit in a room and don't have sex with someone.
Yeah, if you get to dance, well, either way, even if you're out there on the stage, you still ain't getting.
Either way, I know that I don't want to spend money.
You don't have to spend if you don't want to.
We've been over this.
We've been over this. I don't want to spend money at a strip club, but I can't, like, it'd be like
not spend the money.
Like, I don't want to go anywhere and not spend money. Like, you know, if I'm in the place with the intent of patronizing the establishment. Well, I suppose that's true.
Well, he's trying to get at is what's your average is what he's saying. What's your average that you would averagely spend?
I gotta plead the fifth on that, you know.
Nah, gotcha. I don't even need to know that because I know my average at the fucking strip club would be like $20. What kind of beer y'all got?
When we got kicked out of this place, he didn't even know it. I had to go back in and get him because the security dude comes to me and is like, yo, y'all gotta go. She's stripping. Y'all gotta leave. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a nigga that's somewhere in this building that I don't even know where this motherfucker's at, yo. So I had to go back in. He's running around looking for us. What happened? Man, we just got kicked out. Fuck you mean we got kicked out? Bitch got stripping. Strippers got mad. We gotta go. Man, what the fuck
and
we gonna do?
And old boy got kicked out too as soon as he walked in there too.
That stupid son of a bitch. No, that was a whole other thing.
That crazy
but part. We go to this next one. We up in there. We got the VIP treatment. Motherfuckers knew like all of us. We go up in this. We straight.
Oh, so
we
all the strippers know you?
They knew this dude that rolled with us. And he let us in. We got the VIP treatment and everything, man. It was great. We up there. We wilding out. The shorty that got us kicked out from the last strip club, she on my lap. Stripper comes up.
She was on his lap the whole time.
Were they pulling their titties out together?
Yeah, but
that's all right.
Fucking, you know, they doing their thing on me and shorty. I guess they say she bit this bitch on the titty. I didn't see no teeth because I was right there. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't have enough titty to bite on, man.
Yeah, plus they in my face. You know, I see it all. So the bitch got mad.
Sometimes that's all there is to do. When
the stripper
no titty,
got the stripper got mad at the bitch that was sitting on me. I was like, yo, you do that shit again, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting your ass kicked the fuck out. I'm like, what the fuck you do? All right, whatever. The bitch didn't want the dollar. Cool. I'm going to go take a piss real quick.
Oh, look, there you go. As soon as somebody's about to get kicked out, you got to, like, take it. Yeah. I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was like, yo, let me just take a piss.
Because it was all cool.
But then this is what happens. This is what I come back out to. I go take a piss. I'm like, bet we about to get it in. I hear, man, fuck y'all. Fuck this shit. Bitch, take all my goddamn money. And he walks out this fucking bitch. Now, there's this Lou Ferrigno ass nigga at the door. He run passes him. I'm like, God damn it. I said, yo, homie, let me check this out. That's my dude right there, man. I'm going to go cool him down. You mind me taking care of the situation? He was like, you know what? You go ahead and handle it. Nigga, what happened? We getting kicked out of this motherfucker.
Nigga, correction, you getting kicked out.
I just, nigga, all I did was go take a piss. Y'all couldn't chill for just 120 seconds.
And then that's what happened. They was like, well, they said they cool, we cool, but you ain't allowed back in there, so
everything was good. Leave. The stripper was cool.
Well, that's probably
cool
good. It's
everything.
Like 3 in the morning anyway, so we
that was 5, 6. That was 6 in the morning. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway. Either way, we were everything was cool until this nigga acted a fool.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
And you would want to go to a strip club with him?
You raise a good point, Trey.
No, I won't do that.
No, he stays pretty cool unless something happens prior to it.
Unless.
Oh, I see. All right. So what we got to do is make sure before we go, you don't talk to the she who shall not be named.
That's it.
And like,
and don't bring anything up. And he's good the entire time.
Keep it on light topics and subjects.
Yeah.
Y'all have fun with that madness. I'm not.
Nah, I'll be good because my future ex wife gonna be up there.
Oh yeah, you still trying to get her?
What is this, Penelope?
No, this is the little midget.
Man, wait till you
madam.
See her.
A midget madam.
Oh my god! Like, this wait bitch till you runs see
it.
Her.
She sounds runs up your ass.
I hope she got them G's on again. You will flip your shit.
This motherfucker, I'm telling you, he gonna be shit. Retarded, stupid.
he gonna act like I ran into Emma.
Man, Penelope's gonna switch roles up in that bitch.
He's gonna be the motherfucker going.
He's gonna be like, can a boy dance from you? Hey, would you like to get a drink with me?
Can you buy me a drink?
Can I go to the ATM with you and get you some more cheddar?
You sounded like Gomer Pyle. 4 inches. Yeah. I got a good hard 4 inches.
Well, can I show you my baby dick?
It's solid 4. It's hard right now.
And give her the best 3 minutes of your life.
That's right.
I'm gonna come stab it.
I'm gonna give you the most memorable baby making experience you've ever had.
Do you like drooly dick?
Do you like slobbery dongs? Do you like slobbery dongs? It's all the better for moistening your dry cunt.
I got swimmers in there, man. You got to watch it.
You got swimmers everywhere,
dog.
Oh, yes,
you do.
You know what?
Yeah, it's just like a pool. Somebody jumped in with the fucking jackknife and splashed all the water out on the side and shit. You know, like the pool ain't contained.
Or at least cannonball.
Exactly. You're a madman.
But see, look, I bet you she's fixed. I bet you she's fixed.
You
she
think,
can't have no kids.
Who's fixed? Penelope?
No.
All I can think about madam. Is Penelope. Ooh. Ooh, the midget madam is fixed.
I bet you.
Is she really a madam, or is she just like the manager of the strip club?
This bitch runs the bar and the fucking waitresses. I don't think she's the manager of the
place.
She's
not the manager because the manager.
But she runs the bar.
Two dudes were the managers.
Yeah, but this bitch keeps the bitches in check though. I'm like, damn, look at y'all get that money.
Do you get like?
So in other words, she's kind of like Dollar Bill in the Players Club.
She's the one that determines whether or not someone gets a hand job.
She's just a badass.
She's just on it. That bitch works.
On it, everybody. She probably got 30 tables, and you ain't there long without a drink.
She's a midget.
Nah, she's right borderline. Short. She's borderline. Midget.
Borderline dwarf.
Nah, short chicks is another thing.
I'm telling you,
if she ain't got some disproportionate in the way her body is built.
Oh no, she ain't disproportionate at all. This bitch is cut.
She's just a short chick. That's all. She's just a short chick.
Nah, she's too short to be just a short chick.
Nah, whatever. You ask her if she's anything other than
the rides at the amusement park.
Right?
No, she can't.
County fair comes around.
She has to sit on that book that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, she got to sit on the phone book.
Yeah. No, I say she about 4 foot.
4 foot something. Under 4.5.
All right, hold on. What's the technical cutoff for midgets?
I think it's a Scooby-Doo ride, isn't it?
What's the height? I think it's a Scooby-Doo ride.
Where's the height for the Scooby-Doo? Pull up Casey Mania.
Oh, shit. It's the Scooby-Doo ride.
That's all you got to be the ride.
King's Dominion's overrated.
It is, but that Scooby-Doo ride was a trip.
Man,
metal was a wooden roller coaster.
No, it was a metal one. It was the Kitty Metal roller coaster.
Metal. All right, look at this. Little people of America define dwarfism as a medical or genetic condition that usually results in an adult height of 4'10" or shorter.
Yeah.
So if that chick is 4 foot, average height of an adult with dwarfism is 4 foot. So she is literally a dwarf. So I think that's different than a midget, but
because a midget has the big head. This bitch is proportionate, right?
Yeah, she's.
It's crazy because if she was a tall chick, good God Almighty!
Oh my lord!
That bitch would be fucking amazing.
Oh my lord!
Hey, whatever, dude.
But that short bitch like she is though, that's the bad bitch. When I'm like, man, I'd end up. She'd be dead fucking with a nigga like me. I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
That's just a tiny body for so much body.
Yeah.
I mean, you throw 130 pounds at your 350 pound ass, that's a problem for somebody.
Yeah.
You I'm like, bench damn. Presser.
I could curl the
shot
bitch.
Put her ass.
Yeah, like, but she, man, them jeans was looking right. I'm like, that was amazing. She got a fucking stallion ass.
No, girl. What you got to do? Like, I hook up with some short, skinny chicks in my day. So what you got to do is just let them do their thing.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like they get on top and run around and do their thing and jump around and
like, ride bitch, you can.
Go ahead, girl.
Sea biscuit.
Go ahead, girl.
The fuck out of me, bitch.
Slow down and then I'll knock it out for you. It's all good. Like I let them go. I let them wear themselves out. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, they got all the energy.
Because, you know, like, some dudes don't like a bitch to be on top because they can't handle, like, being out of control. And I'm like,
nah, fuck that.
I like out of control. I like control and out of control.
I want to see what a bitch
going
to do.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Get at it, girl. Do your thing,
because,
girl.
See, I'm a big nigga, so they're going to be like, I'm going to hurt you.
Nah, they're going to see my scar and be like, ah!
I don't think so.
They're gonna be like, damn,
I don't wanna hurt you.
You so tough. You put up with this. You made it through something. Something happened to you. Yeah, you're damn right. That's a big ass scar. Something definitely happened to my ass. I was fucked up for like 2 years.
Problem. You gotta give her something else. Be like, look, I was out in LA visiting my cousin, got carjacked, man. Motherfuckers tried to gut me.
Yeah.
Put up with a good fight,
man. It was like a wrong turn down.
But they took
it was like
Audi.
That scene. It was like that scene in Menace. Like, don't be a menace. Or no, Menace to Society.
Menace to Society.
Yeah.
When that boy's cousin was like, I ain't going out. Ain't no punk.
Yep.
And he got it. They shot him right dead in the face.
Yep.
That's what happened to me. Only I got them. I said, better than that.
Yep, I laid him down before they went down.
Just don't let me be around him when you do meet that chick. I'm like, you know he's lying.
Right? Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't lie about it. I'd be like, nah, it was a surgery. Like, because I ain't about that lying shit. Like, I just don't play that shit.
No, I mean, you can make up a story.
It is fun to make up stories. Like, one of the things I'm going
to
do with my comedy routine is, like, bust out my scar and tell a story that's completely ridiculous and obviously not true. Like, how I was the stunt double for the Black Jedi in the new Jedi movies, and I got hit with a lightsaber.
I didn't see that movie, by the way.
Yeah, but you know the dude. I was his stunt double, and that's how I got this scar. Because, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Yeah. That's one of the jokes I think is funny.
One right there.
One of the many. Are you, like, writing your shit down as you go? Or?
I'm trying to get with that.
It's kind of difficult to keep up, though, because I pop up with ideas, and I'm in the freezer all goddamn day. So it's like, shit, I got to remember this motherfucker till afterwards.
Nah, it ain't working right. Well, I find myself, like, just fucking listening back to the show and going, oh, that was good. I gotta expand on that or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I keep trying to, like, write stuff down and expand on it. Like, you know, I'll write a little something, and then I'll write a little more something, and then I'm writing more something. But I was also, like, trying to think of how to, like, completely package this whole concept.
Yeah, to put it all together.
Like, because I'm sort of looking at it, like, I want to get 5-minute bits down and then tie them together into 15-minute bits and then try to, at some point, have, like, 4 or 5 15-minute bits that I can tie into an hour bit, you know? Because, gotcha. Like, you're supposed to do hours as a comic, right? But you're supposed to have, like, 5 minutes for
starting out. Yeah,
so, like, I want to have, like, 3 to 5 different 5-minute things going and then sort of elaborate them out and interconnect them, you know, like how like how my sister used to be my brother, and when I'm hanging out with her, I'm like, damn, that purse looks like a really convenient thing, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to like be like, so that got me to thinking, you know. I sort of pause and let everybody think, like, does he think he's going to be changing his sex? No. I just want to get a purse.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want to get clowned.
I just want to get a purse.
I just want a purse because I feel like, man, all my shit is in my pockets, man, and that shit pisses
me off. You know, that's a new thing now.
Right, I mean,
that's the thing. Like,
I'm a masculine man. I can carry a purse.
You see some men carrying purses these days. And you see rappers doing it all the time.
Absolutely. But like, I look at it like this. I want to get like an Indiana Jones bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, kind of like what I have right now.
Right.
Like, and I was getting gas on my way here, and it was like this idiot. Actually, I was at Walmart. Because he's like, "Oh, nice purse." And me, being a smartass, I did this. Oh my God! Like, stop calling it a purse. It's not a purse. I got called a faggot, but
hey, well, fuck that guy.
Hey, fuck him.
But you're funnier than that guy.
That shit was funny.
You're way cooler than that guy. That
this faggot will kick your ass. Funny. So.
Shit.
Gladly kick your ass.
Hey, right on, you know? I mean, I don't appreciate people treating people like that, but I also find it, like, astonishing that people will do that. Cause
this gay guy just kicked my ass, and he was listening to Madonna the whole time. Like,
you're like, Vogue.
Yo, that shit would be fucking hilarious.
Like, every time I punch you, I stand back and strike a different pose.
I'm about to say, you gotta strike a pose. You gotta strike a pose after each fucking blow landed.
Demi Lovato.
No, take a motherfucking selfie.
Whatever they say, you know, I'm trying to think of the words.
Make reservations for brunch.
Make reservations for brunch.
That would be the shit if you were like, if you like kick the shit
make
out
sure
of
them.
Make
sure I have Drag Race on my DVR.
Like, so do you want to go get a brunch sometime up there where the drags, where they do the drag brunch in DC? And the guy's like, fuck you, man.
Okay. Have it your way.
That's a good one.
But yeah, like that's the sort of way I'm trying to think of, like, how to tie.
Like that Chris Rock joke. Whenever I got into a jam, Aunt Tom would take off his pumps and whip some ass.
That is the shit, though.
And that was the last time Chris Rock was actually funny.
Chris Rock has definitely fallen off. And it's like,
I mean, it's just
like Adam Sandler.
Getting older.
I thought Adam Sandler fell off a long time ago.
He's been gone.
Fucking.
And they're trying to make another Austin Powers movie. Let's resurrect.
Really?
Yeah. Let's resurrect Mike Myers' already dead career.
The third one was bad enough. I mean, the first one was great.
Well, namely,
second one was
one word for the third one, Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah. Mm. She was not good.
I mean, she can
looked
sing.
Good. She looked good.
She can sing, but can she act? Kinda.
Didn't she? What the fuck was the other one she did? She was in a church.
The Fighting Temptations,
because
it was all over TV, and BET used to play the hell out of that. Now the only movie they show on BET is Madea every fucking thing.
That Madea shit gets on my goddamn nerves.
They got Madea for every special holiday there is.
Look, when Madea go to space, motherfucker, it's over.
Please. Madea goes to Australia.
Madea on the space station. Madea's on the International Space Station.
Think about this shit.
Why are you Russians and Americans not getting along, man? Shit is fucked up.
We ain't got no more problem. Fucking shit, man. Get the fuck out of
can't
here.
Can't y'all just squash the beef?
Because I'm
But then go make some pumpkin bread.
Think about this shit. When motherfuckers go to space, that shit's over. It's like you done it, everything you can do. Jason did it. Leprechaun did it.
I'm telling you, man. Every now and again, I do say to people, nice purse. But it's usually a guy that's holding his wife's purse, and I'm being actually really funny about it. Because, like... I've done that. Like, you know, you see that guy standing near the bathroom.
You see him at the mall.
And he's holding the purse. Yep, yep. And he's just chilling. And you're like.
Or he's standing outside of Victoria's Secret or Lame Riot.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
When I see. I'll say, someone hit you back.
When I see that guy, I tell him. I always go up and
but
I
be careful because there's always that one that could easily take off his earrings and kick your ass.
No, but like, I'm literally talking about dudes that are holding their wives' purses. Those are the guys that I say, hey, man, nice purse. Like, just breaking balls. Like, I'm really nonchalant about it.
I remember doing that one time. Calm, and I'm like, I'm sitting outside.
Hey, man, that's a real nice purse.
And that happened. Yeah, motherfucker, does it match my eyes, though? And motherfucker be like,
there's a gun in this purse,
man,
too.
You need like a yellow one. Man, that's what she ended up trying to get me, young.
Yeah, she's trying to find a better match one.
I shoot the shit right back.
Exactly. Like, people like try to have fun with it, you know. But, you know, if you say something cute back and they call you a faggot, that's fucking not cool. You know.
In my case, it's liable to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, well, I mean, at this day and age, I think that's kind of to be expected.
Yeah, next thing you know, I just had this guy's size 12 shoe going up against my head.
He told you.
Yeah, I said fag, and by the time it came out, he kicked me in the head. Like, I mean, good for you. Fuck you. Like, I mean, obviously I support the right for people to say words, or I would be sitting here going, oh, you know that gay F word? Like, but like, yeah, I'll say faggot, but like in the context of a conversation and not like, hey, faggot, walking down the street. Let me say something derogatory.
Next thing you know, what happened? Mason was last seen running down, running out of DuPont Circle.
Yeah, Mason was at DuPont Circle and called six people a faggot, and then he almost got himself killed. Like, I mean, that would to be expected. You know what I mean? Yep, like, you don't go to the Dolomite show and be like, "Say, nigga, let me get your seat."
Yeah.
You don't do that. That's not it. That doesn't make any sense.
You wouldn't even get to see Dolomite.
You'll be going out that theater like Fresh Prince style.
Nah, you wouldn't. You would never come out the theater.
Jazz out the front door. Yeah, you might not. You might not make it out of the theater and do all of my stuff.
Honey, did you find our seats, honey? I'm sorry, have you seen it's a white guy. His name is Richard.
Yeah, Richard.
Bitch, who the fuck is a Richard?
Ain't no Richard around here, motherfucker.
Hey, Richard, what the fuck you doing here?
Richard had a real nice watch, though,
come
didn't
on,
he?
Sit right here, Snowflake. Richard right here.
A Snowflake? I mean, you really have to call me Snowflake?
Yeah, I got your Richard right here.
Snowflake.
I got your Richard right here. He goes by the name Dick.
Yeah. Okay, I don't mean to...
Jesus Christ, Mike. Big Mike always taking things to the foulest possibility. Like,
it's like Nick 14 man popcorn.
Right.
Who would you prefer? Him or this one?
Right, exactly.
She at least get Skittle too if I ever know one around it.
No.
Just make sure that you sneak the Skittles in. Just don't buy it. If you're gonna have Skittles at the movie theater, at least sneak it in. Don't buy it at the concession store.
Yeah, right. I sneak everything into the movie
theater. It's like $8 for a bag of Skittles.
Motherfuckers.
You can go to Dollar Tree and get two for $2.
That's when you need to carry your merce, a purse, whatever you want to call it.
To me, it's just like, man, I would love to have, like, you know, my phone and my gun and my notepad and my pens and all that shit in my bag at the same time.
A fanny bag.
Yeah, they're coming back in style now.
What I want, I swear, it's like a bandolier style one or Indiana Jones joint. Like, I want an Indiana Jones, like, man bag.
Just as long as it doesn't come with that little annoying kid like in Temple of Doom.
Exactly. I can't have Short Round follow me
around. No time for love, Dr. Jones.
You call him Dr. Jones, dog. That's my favorite line in the whole fucking movie.
That movie got on my nerves.
It's just because that woman screamed and screamed and screamed.
All she did was scream.
It was awful.
It's like watching the Friday the 13th movies. All they do is scream.
Well, that I liked all of them up to, I think it was the fifth one.
Fifth one was just garbage.
After the fifth, because he comes back or something.
Is that the one where like he came back and it was like into actors' lives?
No, that was
is that a Freddy movie?
That was Nightmare on Elm Street. That was the
see, I don't even know the difference.
That was Wes Craven's last story.
Wes Craven's Nightmare.
Wes Craven's Nightmare. Yep. Horror is my shit. Like, to me, the baddest horror motherfucking villain would probably be either Pinhead or Candyman.
I would think Pinhead is probably
but
a bad
Pinhead is my shit.
Candyman, is that the bees?
Yeah.
And the honey.
Like, and they actually shot that in one of the worst housing projects in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They really shot it in that fucking hood.
Cabrini Green.
That's wild as shit.
The same project that they used for the beginning of Good Times.
Yep.
Which most people did not know. Yep.
Yeah, they even say it in Good Times. They talk about they talk about where they're from. They do mention the projects.
Chicago is a rough town.
Yeah, now those projects are long gone.
Yeah.
Because high-rise housing projects are out completely.
It's really not a good idea a lot of the times. But, like, I saw a video about some of these high-rise projects in Chicago where, like, the buildings were essentially connected to each other, but there was no doorways, but they were so hood, they, like, broke doorways. They made doorways through all the different buildings. So, like, if the cops came in the first floor of building one, they could walk three different buildings over and go down and come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's some really ingenuitive thinking right there. You know.
Yeah, or you know, you're trying to get, you know, trying to get the elevator, and the elevator gets stuck, and you got to walk down that dark ass hallway.
Or somebody peed in the elevator like 14 hours ago, and the elevator smells like.
You know what's
urine.
Crazy? I remember DC. That people used to talk about how New York was bad back in the day. DC was fucked up.
Oh yeah, you couldn't go to the museum without having bombs everywhere.
That shit was terrible.
DC was like. Two New Yorks and half a Compton.
But then you would go to school and you hear teachers and, oh, D.C.'s so beautiful. We're going on a field trip. Wait a minute, bitch.
What
are you talking about?
Well, the cherry trees are pretty and the architecture and all the federal buildings are pretty.
Like 30 third graders from a small town in Virginia to D.C. to go to the fucking zoo during the week and we're seeing homeless people on the street.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like, I remember going and...
We've seen, like, drug deals go down.
My dad was a chaperone one time when we went to the museums, and they said, don't talk to the bums. And my dad was, like, talking to all the bums. I was like, well, maybe
it's
that's
also, like, a little vision of Mason as a parent. Like, he'll talk to a homeless person.
Damn, Skippy, man. Yeah. I talk to homeless people.
Well, he ain't gonna fuck with the kids. He ain't trying, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows? But these homeless people, they do fuck with kids. I mean, of course they do. That's
I'm saying to Pops. He ain't fuck with y'all kids. If anything, he gonna have something to do with his time. It's like an 8-hour day.
Well, I mean, we were literally walking through the, like, from one Smithsonian to another, and my dad was, like, talking to the bums and giving them money and, like, bullshitting with them. And,
yeah, I was up and around that area once, and I was like, get me the hell out of here before the sun sets.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been on the... I've been on the metro,
I don't mind DC, but I do like being out of DC before the sun goes down if I have like no real plans. Like,
see, I haven't been out in DC at nighttime in a long time. Like back in the day, it was no problem. Yeah. I was so used to it.
Last time I was in DC at night was at the Black Cat.
Yeah, right on.
And that was the night that I was with an army of punk rockers. One of them nearly got us all killed in Northwest DC on a Saturday night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. We're outside of a pizza place.
That's when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he just set that up as like a scene in the movie.
Yeah.
It's about to go down.
It's like that scene in Shaft 2000 where Christian Bale comes out the fucking joint and hits Mekhi Phifer with the pipe.
Yep. Blah!
Spoiler alert.
Like, what are you doing? You're gonna get us all murdered here. And not even that, a month before I went to the punk show, I went to Ultra Bar to what I thought was just a regular club night. It was a rave. I had five guys asking me, are you a cop? Because I was actually
Because you
like,
weren't doing drugs?
Nah, it was probably wasn't dressed up in the gear.
I was button-down shirt, black pants. I just like, okay, I'm going to follow the club dress code.
Yeah,
you right, a cop? The basic club dress code, sure.
Are you a dealer? Like a nice shirt. Yeah, right.
It was either a cop or you're selling stuff, bro. So what's the deal? Can I buy something or are you going to take me to jail?
Both, man.
Nah, just call him. I'll put you in the cab and say take him to Southeast.
There you go.
Leave his ass in Berry Farms.
His $14, take him as close as you can get to Southeast and then drop him off.
That shit ain't bad as it used to be no more in Southeast. I mean,
gentrification.
So dark. Yo, bad, man. They got a soccer field in Berry Farms.
Gentrification.
Blew my mind.
But that's like not such an unrealistic thing to expect in such an expanding culture as ours here in America.
Everybody's seen it coming. But
soccer can be accepted. There's a lot of people that like soccer.
And Berry Farms, that was new to me. Like, wait a minute, I remember how this used to be back in the day. Now they got a soccer field. Shit, them motherfuckers at my job are betting on FIFA. I don't even know what the fuck's been going on with some fucking FIFA.
There's
I don't
not
do
even,
soccer.
The U.S. isn't even in the fucking World Cup right now.
Soccer's too much fucking running.
I definitely don't give a fuck.
I'm a fat nigga. I don't give
a
fuck.
There's too much running with not enough scoring. And the thing is, I'd rather play soccer than watch it. But, like, you know, a lot of people in the world disagree with that position.
Oh, yeah.
Soccer's ridiculous. A lot of people love that shit.
They all about that
I
life. Neither can I.
I mean, the World Cup only happens, what, every 4 years?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's every 4 years.
That's why it's such a big deal.
And it's
well, it's a big deal because every country competes yeah, for it, and everybody yeah, gets all their yeah, national pride up and shit about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but the U.S. is not in it.
Well, it's because we're not competitive because the vast majority of our wonderful athletes are not playing soccer. Yeah. They're yeah, playing football or basketball, MMA or something.
I mean, I could care less about
the football. Only country that really doesn't give a fuck about soccer.
But yeah, we also give a fuck about enough other sports that great athletes play other
yeah,
sports.
Yeah. Yeah. Football, I could care less about. Basketball, okay. Yeah. Hockey, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could sit down and watch most sports at some point, but like very rarely am I like, I'm going to watch as many games as
I
can.
Yeah, I even tried watching UFC fighting, and I just could not do it.
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
I couldn't do it.
I messed with UFC back before they had the rules, and then yeah, right before Dana White sold it. Because after he sold it, that's when shit started to change. Like,
all
right.
Yeah, I'm too not much, even aware of all that. I know that when it first came out, and it was shit, essentially like,
yeah, you go up and
fight until somebody gives up or yep, loses, mm-hmm, somebody gets knocked out yeah, or something.
But yep, most of the time, I'm awesome, like, I was in a bar watching it with friends. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The rounds.
I literally said this out loud, and one guy got really pissed. I was like,
yeah,
this,
like, whoa, you don't like it? Did that guy have a tap out shirt
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I was like, do you feel comfortable watching softcore gay porn? I think you do.
See, and that's the thing to me. Like, I don't like professional
that's
wrestling.
Why I, can never,
I don't like MMA.
I can never go to one of those because I would end up throwing, like, a condom in there. It's like, just fuck already. Damn.
Now you'd be down there with, like, whipped cream spraying it on them. Get it in, boys!
Just he fuck ready, already. Stop grappling. Just fuck.
That's
damn,
how I feel about pro wrestling and MMA. Like, I like boxing because it's like, there's like one thing you can do.
Yeah.
But like, the other stuff, it's like,
it's too theatrical.
It's interesting. It's too theatrical at times. And it's yeah, too much like,
I mean, it's not
half
like
naked
the,
men crawling all over each
it's
other.
It's not like the WWF from 30 years ago
yeah,
when it was actually worth watching.
I enjoyed it because
that used to come on Channel 20 on Friday nights at like 6 or 7.
Yeah, damn right. There
well,
was,
see, here's the crazy thing.
There was great wrestling
bullshit
back in those days. But.
Because the storylines, they don't change. That's the fucked up part about wrestling. Like, I actually tried to watch a show one day, and I'm like, you know what? Okay, he's going to get close. Damn, they still do the same goddamn moves?
Uh-huh.
They do the same
exact moves that you saw
line
in like 92.
Yep. Yeah, there's no real expansion of the product, but it's like recession proof, man. People love pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You're either like completely fanatical about it,
mm-hmm,
or you can give a shit about it. It's
That's
really kind of weird.
It.
It's like religion.
Hell, bring back American Gladiators,
please.
Oh man,
that was a fun
what?
Show to
that
watch.
That was the shit.
That's fucking who was? What was
plus,
her
they
name?
Weren't all
Diamond
sweaty and rolling around on top of each other. That's the thing that irks
you know,
me the most.
You know, they were
most
wearing like spandex and like LA Gear sneakers.
Yep. Yeah. Or yeah, like BK Knights. They had the BK Knights on the Nickelodeon ripoff
the British
version.
Knights.
Yeah, yeah, the British Knights. Yeah, Thomas L.
I mean, who didn't wear a pair of British Knights back in the day?
I had some BK Knights.
They were my motherfucking gym shoes in middle school.
Who remembers the commercials for those? We used to have like MC Hammer in those commercials.
I have the vaguest memory of a BK commercial.
I can't remember how it went.
I miss I want some LA lights. I want my LA gears that
the
light
LA
up when I step.
Yo, do you remember back in the day when they came out and the dude robbed the bank and fucking took
and
off
running? And he took off running and had
and
them on.
And the cops found him because his fucking lights.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, you a...
Yep.
And then when you think about that, that was tight for a nigga to have them shoes. Now, a grown-ass man walking around with some light-up shoes.
Like, what? Did you take shoes well, from your son?
That's the
what?
Thing. Plus, it's like, there's like, how much attention do you need while you walk around that
yeah,
you can want your lights to flash on your shoes?
Rock.
I know you would.
I know you would
in a minute.
Them, look, man. If I found a pair that fit comfortably, I might rock them too.
All white gear with some with them flash white LA lights.
But you could change the color. They were always red.
Yeah,
like,
they
if
were.
If you could get
always
them in white, that would be kind of fresh, like neon glows
yeah,
under
see,
your
they
cars.
They got shit now for kids. Now they can do that shit.
Yeah, they got all the fancy.
All the colors they can do.
Do they have like a neon lit
mm-hmm,
beam around the bottom of the
yep,
shoe? Like literally like neon
yeah,
glows.
They got the ones where you can push the button.
You can push the button
on,
and change the color.
Blink.
It can blink. All that shit.
What?
Yeah,
they got,
yo.
They got
what better way
blue,
to just say
green or
hey, molester, just grab this one.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
another one.
There's a lot of attention on that. Although
my
you don't want to be the molester grabbing
to,
the flashing
yeah,
shoes because
my
yeah,
parents
more
never ever went for like the flashing shoes. Never.
Yeah, I never could get them. I never could talk my parents into getting me a pair either.
Because I thought it was ridiculous.
Well, I wanted
no
a pair. I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't even. I was like, why?
I wanted some light up shoes, but I never got them.
I think the only gimmicky shoe I got was the pump. The
yeah,
Reebok.
Well, pumps were
yes,
different though. They like they actually
those
did something. They
nah,
did
see,
pump up around you in a
no,
sense.
No. Hold on. when, all right, I know you thought about it when you was a kid, because you see motherfuckers pump that shit up. Everybody's like, oh, you pump these motherfuckers up, you going to dunk.
Nah. Yeah, yeah, no, I never expected to dunk.
Stop. Yeah, yeah.
I get my, yeah, yeah, hold up, hold up. Well, it's like that scene in White Man Can't Jump where,
yeah,
where Wesley Snipes is pumping up Woody Harrelson's shoes. He's like, man, shut the, stop it.
Yeah,
and he loses $5,000 in a bet.
Wesley Snipes,
dunk.
Vice President of the Dark Skin Committee.
Damn right. You know, it's funny. I was at work the other
day. We actually replaced our treasurer. It's now Tracy Chapman.
Wow.
Shit.
That's a hardcore black chick. She's real black with like, like really dark
and
dreads.
She came in a fast car.
Hell yeah. I like that though. That's my kind of chick, man. Fast black girl with dreads in a fucking fast car. Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
Oh, hell yeah.
She'll give you one reason to stay there.
I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something a second ago.
That's the one you're going to settle down with after you had that rock crumbling sex with Emma.
And that would be really wild. That would be really wild. Like, if I settled down with that girl that was in the 12 Years a Slave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I want that chick.
What was her name?
Malia Pumbatuba or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck the name up.
I don't remember what her name was.
But damn it, I'd give her the business.
That's just sad because a black man that can't pronounce another unpronounceable name.
It's not that ridiculous. It's like in Bronx Tale where the black girl's name was like Sarah or something and the Italian kid's name was like Collodio.
Yeah, and
like, that's it. Yeah,
you know, like,
it?
Yeah, Collodio. Yeah,
everyone can have really abstract
names. Yeah, and that
names.
Movie
it
itself was based on Robert De Niro's life. And we all know Robert De Niro loves him some black women.
It was a play written by Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
And De Niro directed it.
Yeah.
And it was the bus
driver. You know, good and well. De Niro loves dark
people. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
you know he do.
But who doesn't? Like, I mean, I've never hooked up with a black girl, but it's not like I would turn her down. Exactly.
Yet.
There you go. There you go. You need to dip in that sauce one time.
He'll never be the same again.
That's what I'm saying. They say once you go black, you never go back. And
he'll,
I mean,
well, shit, the
he'll never be the same again.
I was with left.
So wait, what?
The bitch I was with left, so fuck her.
Exactly, then it's obviously not right.
It's
right.
Well,
I mean, look at, like, Seal and what's her name didn't stay together.
Yeah, that's
Heidi Klum. Heidi Klum and Seal, like,
but
broke up.
But it was amazing that nigga pulled that bitch, though.
Scarface, dark as hell. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like, go for
you
it.
You look at Seal's face, I'm like, okay, I think the brownie's ready.
Oh, yo, that's true shit.
That's
young.
Wild.
That's real
that's
shit
wild.
Right there.
And he's a one hit wonder. You had that one song.
Yeah,
from,
Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah, from the Batman Forever soundtrack, a movie nobody saw.
That was
Batman and Robin was garbage.
That George Clooney. I saw it, but it was awful.
George Clooney was in a
he's
Batman
in the
and
Forever.
Robin.
Oh, okay,
Val Kilmer was in
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, with Batman Nicole Kidman's in that one. With,
oh yeah,
I think.
Oh, Catwoman.
No. She was
poison,
like
Poison, right?
She was like some chick. She
oh,
was like
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
No. Nicole Kidman wasn't any villain. She was just like,
oh, the news reporter bitch.
Something like that. I think
Vicky
so.
Vicki Vale.
No. Vicki Vale was Kim Basinger. Nicole Kidman was in like the third or fourth of those shitty Batman movies. It was either the one with George Clooney or the one with Val Kilmer.
One of them.
Yeah.
I remember Jim Carrey was in the third one, and that was
because she looked.
That's a seal in the back.
Good. It might have been that one with Jim Carrey. I don't know.
Yeah, it might have been. I have to rewatch.
They also had Alicia Silverstone in those movies.
She
at
was
one bad point.
Girl.
Yeah.
That was a bad bitch. Like,
yeah, that was with George.
Yeah,
Clooney
and that's
at
like if you look at the TV
at
show
point.
Where they brought on Batgirl, like at the last season ish.
Well, you know what's amazing? There's actually some movie or some TV show with Alicia Silverstone where she's playing like some like housewife chick trying to hustle something or something. I can't even tell.
I never really paid much attention to her.
I liked the hell out of her there for a little while. Like when I was in like eighth grade, Alicia Silverstone was like, oh my God.
So you probably watched Clueless too.
Oh yeah, I definitely watched Clueless.
With her and Stacey Dash.
Absolutely.
Stacey Dash,
I'm telling you, man, I would.
Ass.
She is ageless, man. I would roll
Stacey
with Stacey
Dash. We rolled her off.
Hey,
we traded her.
Whatever.
I still been that motherfucking donkey.
If I showed up,
shit,
if I showed
it.
Up with Stacey Dash, I would still claim I was dating a black girl.
No, we gave her up.
Even
man.
Though you gave
I'll
her up,
I slap her.
We traded her
ass
for
in a
Amy Schumer.
Like, she's a little too much on the Fox News, so we, being black people, don't want her around in the black people.
We
community.
Wrote her off after she voted for Mitt Romney.
I will still play the bongos on that booty.
But there was bound to be more than her that voted for Mitt Romney. That was black, right? I mean, do you write off any black person that votes Republican? Like, if you're not going to ride the Democratic.
In a minute, we will. If you start doing some coonery shit, we'll write your ass off.
What do you define as coonery?
A black person who is put on a platform to just talk down to their own race. Basically, it's like this. If your criticism of the black community outweighs your contribution to the black community, we consider you a coon in the black community.
Okay.
Prime examples are Charles Barkley, Stephen A. Smith, Stacey Dash, Don Lemon.
Stephen A. Smith, who is always crowing about black people issues.
Man, that motherfucker's on some buffoonery shit.
He is definitely on some buffoonery shit, though.
That's that coonery, that nigga, yeah.
Michael Jordan, who don't care about if black people get killed for his shoes. Overrated, overpriced-ass shoes.
Okay, now, here's where I'm going to take the questioning a little bit different, because I see what you're saying, and I respect that position, but, like, do you, as a black man, consider yourself a black man first or a human being first?
I consider a black person.
You consider yourself a black person first.
I'm human first.
Mike, you're human first.
Yeah, because you're going to treat me as such, but I see the world looks at me as I'm a black man off the jump. So I'm already scary and everything. I'm already born suspect in everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
But you're going to treat me as
human. The day you were born, like, but anything that happened in a five-mile radius, you were a suspect.
Yeah, I know that Chris Rock bit, too, and I respect your feelings in that route. But, like, do you really think that everyone... Like, you make generalized statements when you say that, and I'm like, do you really believe that? That, like, everyone thinks you're the suspect, that everyone's scared of you when you walk in the
room? Yes.
You really feel like this?
Because the feeling you get...
Do you feel like I'm scared when you walk in the room?
No. When you probably first met me, you was probably like, man, I wonder what this motherfucker's about, you know what I'm saying?
When you first met me, like, you automatically, like, backing away. I can see people backing away when they first meet.
Motherfucker, I came up to you and introduced myself. I wasn't scared of you.
When I greeted
you. We was at Frost Diner. You might have been drunk, and I just rolled up.
Was that drunk when I did it?
I was like, what's up, man? You know Alex, right? And, like I introduced myself.
I was like, who in the hell are you?
Yeah, like, see, I'm not the dude that's, like, scared of
that's
people.
That's why I always introduce
dialing
myself.
Dialing 911 and waiting for me.
Yeah, no, if that I ain't for me. I took dial 9 and then 1 and just wait.
If I walk into a room, most of the time, say it's a crowd full of people, and say there's 10 people in here that I've never met, and I walk into the room, I know for a fact that the motherfuckers looking at me like, yo, is he going to be a nice one or a mean one? You know what I mean?
See, he's about to set shit up.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like when I walk in a room with my bearded, scraggly hair, wife beater wearing ass, like, I feel like I get similar looks from people. Now, I don't attribute it to being black or anything, because hell, I'm not black. But, like, I have felt people act like I might just be crazy too when I walk in a room. So, like, I understand to a degree.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't understand the same thing because I'm not black. I don't go to I've had it happen up here.
Cliche
thing.
Right here, at this fucking Rankin's up here. I've had this old bitch.
You walked in and you started a parade.
I walked in just to see what the fuck the thing was about. I was like, let me see what's going on in this place. You know what I mean? I started walking around.
Five people walking behind you.
It was just one old bitch that was behind the counter just kept following me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this bitch walk the entire fucking store.
She just walked the laps.
In other words, she did
kind of like a menace to society.
Yeah, I just kept on walking.
You ain't got to be creeping.
Nope. Hey, how you doing? You need help? Nah, bitch. I don't need no help with nothing.
Hurry up and buy.
I keep on walking around. You gonna follow me? I see you over there leaning on that motherfucker. Your feet hurting, you old bitch. You should have stayed where you was at, cause you wanna follow
me.
We gonna walk
girl's
some
ass
more.
Ass over there. I say, damn, I didn't know Sophia was working.
Yep.
I knew Blanche and Rose were, but.
Yeah, yo. Hold on. Who was the freaking Golden Girls? What was her name?
Blanche DuBois.
Yeah, I'd have gave that freak some shit. I want to see what she would have been working with.
No, I respect that. I'd fuck Blanche DuBois as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Her last name was Devereaux.
That's it.
Blanche Devereaux.
Is that what it was?
Devereaux.
Who's the DuBois? There's a DuBois.
There is somewhere in the show. Somewhere.
I thought it was Rose. Was the what? Did you say that other name?
Blanche.
Look at us
Rose,
in here.
Sophia,
like,
and Dorothy.
Literally, the conversation line in the last 5 minutes went from, like, do you consider yourself a black man or a human? And now we're on to the Golden Girls.
Who are the Golden Girls?
This is why I love
the one
show.
Who didn't watch the Golden Girls or was forced to watch the Golden Girls back then?
It's like
if you're home from school and you're forced to either watch that,
we made it happen.
Price is Right, or any and every soap opera.
We're literally talking about fucking Blanche from Golden Girls, like, within 3 minutes of, like, delving deep into, like, are you a human or a black man first, and what does this really mean kind of conversation. This is a hell of a show. This is a hell of a
show. It always
show.
Is, every time.
And now we're fucking Blanche.
Yeah, like my head is spinning right now. I wouldn't know what. I don't even know what to say. Like, this is awesome.
Now, when you think about Betty Ross, is that her name?
Betty White.
I bet you that bitch was an old freak back in the day.
Dude, well, she was fine back in the day.
Oh yeah,
fine. Like way back, she's been hot for forever until you know her hips got brittle. Tony, man, I'll fucking shit till the hips are break,
turn
yo.
Turn to dust. I forgot about that.
Like if I'm worried about dusting them hips, I am not having sex with a chick. But if I think her hips will hold up, let's go.
Oh shit, yeah. You know
18 to whenever the fuck I'm worried you're gonna break.
Yo, if
you see the teeth in the glass, hips.
Yeah, that might be the turn off.
Yeah, maybe not.
Hey now, what you planning to do with that? No teeth having mouth.
Yo, shit ever been gum before, boy? Nah, bitch, but no way. You want some num num?
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God, almighty.
Oh shit, yeah.
There's definitely something wrong with us, man. There's definitely something wrong.
Something wrong with y'all.
But it's so wrong, you can't get no right.
I had to mute myself. But they love us.
I sure hope, man, the average per episode is starting to creep up a little bit.
There we go.
Hoping to get this ball rolling here at the Mason and Friends Show.
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah. Tell your friends. Tell everybody.
We're the largest podcast in Warrenton, Virginia, and we might just be the largest podcast in your podcast player.
You motherfucking right.
Hopefully you'll see us like... And late night on CBS.
What the fuck is the problem?
Cancel James Corden and put us on TV
after 11.
Call out of work. Listen to this shit.
And that really would be something if we did like a TV show and every now and again we'd bring on famous people and interview them.
Yo, that's, you know how wild that shit
would get? Or just roast the living hell out of them.
Yeah, that too.
And just go ham. Like, yeah, check this out. This we're going to have some fun with you.
This is like the goal of the show, you know, to like get to the point where like it all is just worldwide and everybody fucking knows. People be talking about it like it's Joe Rogan's
show. Then again, like Howard Stern could go off the air and we could take his place.
I suppose we could. It would be fun to have a staff and actually get people to help out with stuff. Like, have somebody that's like doing what Big Steve was doing as far as fact checking, not even in on the show, just bringing up facts around us.
We just got some breaking news in. Check this out.
There we go with some pipe
dream
shit.
Don't give a fuck. Eat a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what an interesting show. I don't even know what to talk about now.
Yeah, we just go off the cuff for it. You've been real quiet. Where the fuck did you disappear to?
What in the world happened?
I gotta go get a drink.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. See, you've been way more talkative on the episodes where you weren't drinking.
I'm not drinking.
Oh, but you had to go get a drink.
Yeah, just real.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I gotta get a liquor.
Come this weekend, he'll be drinking.
Yeah, I'm drinking more. Saturday, I
got
a drink.
He said, got a drink on Saturday.
Well, that's nice.
I'm not crazy because I got to drive. So.
I mean, it's also like an upcoming holiday, you know, the 4th of July.
Yeah.
A holiday you don't celebrate if you woke.
I just want to blow something up.
I'll be doing that on 3rd.
I'll sneak up on somebody's cookout like, cousin.
Damn right. That seems to be a common thing in the black community. I'm going to start doing that shit.
Yo, man,
I'm going to just roll up on black people groups and be like, yo, what's up, cuz? Y'all got us some barbecue, huh?
Hey, who let the white boy in, man? He all right. He with somebody.
Wait a minute. Y'all find fish over here?
I'm okay. Where's T? Or is it D? Is there a T here or a D here?
Oh, okay. You his boy. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, fix him up.
He said he probably going to swing by. Is he even going to show up?
Yeah, my boy said D.
He said he might.
He said to show up and claim that I knew D. And y'all will be like, oh, what up?
All right, gotcha. Come on, man. You want to play? Yo, don't eat Carol's potato salad, man.
Yep, that's it. That's how it goes. That's not the potato salad that you want.
Get Alex's potato salad. It's in the blue Tupperware.
It would be like the opposite of Get Out. That movie, Get Out. I'd show up and be like, you should leave. Actually, I haven't even seen that movie, so I have no idea what happened.
I haven't seen it either.
I have no idea what
happened.
I haven't seen it either.
All of that hype that was around that fucking movie, it wasn't like a award winning. It wasn't something fucking spectacular. It wasn't eye opening. It was just a fucking dumbass dude who should have seen the fucking signs coming. Like, man, they made the brother look so goddamn dumb. The nigga told you, don't fuck with that white bitch. What'd you do?
So there's like foreshadowing all throughout it.
Yep.
Like you shouldn't fool with that
you
white bitch.
You already know what's
do
up.
Does she take him somewhere and mm-hmm. then they like are like just a bunch of racists that rope in black people to fuck
with
them?
Would you like me to spoil the fucking movie?
Please, because I have no intention of watching it. Trey, if you want to watch it, we won't spoil it.
No. Go ahead.
All right.
The whole movie is a setup to where this dude and this girl, they're going to go meet her family.
Uh-huh.
They're having a fucking...
Yeah, I've gotten that from the previews.
Get like together, whatever.
He's dating this chick and then he goes to meet her family.
They meet the family, but they got this butler and the maid.
Is that the black dude just like, get out?
Yeah. They don't know what's wrong with these people, but there's something empty because the brother goes up to dap him up and the nigga, you know, you good to fist bump. The nigga grabs his hand. Like, all right, you're supposed to give a five. You're supposed to dap up. And I'm like, that's the first sign right there. You need to get away. If you go to dap a brother up and he grabs your motherfucking hand.
It's time to go.
Like a handshake. Okay, got to roll.
Yeah, that's for any person of any color.
His homeboy says not to fuck with this white girl. Well, anyway, throughout the whole fucking movie, shit's happening with the butler and the maid, and they're crying and they're doing strange shit throughout. Finds out that the whole family, they got some way of transferring their souls into these black people that they get. They call them specimens. You're a perfect specimen. Like, this one boy is in the movie the whole time going, you know what? You're such a fine specimen. I bet you can run really fast. How much do you bench?
Weren't they stirring a teacup the whole time?
The mom is basically a hypnotist. She hypnotizes them, and that's how she is able to transfer the souls of whatever relative is going
like
to take this person's
body. Like a dead relative is going to come back?
No. These are live relatives. They transfer the consciousness
somehow.
They
just want to be in the extra ankle bone body?
They want to be in black people's bodies. They want to be black. It's a movie about white people wanting to be in a black person's body because they say, black people, you guys are the most athletic. You're the most conditioned. And
well, I mean, this is the fucking result of the fact that you all were slaves and bred to higher quality athletes for a period
Africa,
of time.
Where we originate from, Africa, our bodies are developed for that environment.
Sure, absolutely. But
to
then,
be able to cover
but
ground
then there
and
was
all
like,
that.
I'm saying though, but then there was like, what, 100 or 200 years where like, we white people treated you black people like a dog,
like,
and I'm gonna breed the biggest ones together and try to make bigger
exactly
ones. Like, and then we sit here and we go, oh, this isn't fair. The NBA, there's not enough white people. The NBA, it's, man, we.
You
this is the
it.
Result
yeah.
of what happened as a society, and like you know, people are gonna fucking change over
they
the course of hopefully another couple
and
hundred
kept
years.
The studs to breed.
Yeah. Right, and
that's
if we had done the same thing,
dingoes,
well, if we had done the same thing with white people, we wouldn't have nothing but big ass white people. Like you know,
yeah.
if society was like, we're gonna kill the fucking runts and keep the big folks,
like 300,
just push it in that direction. Like that's what would happen. It's like it's a travesty, but it's like who fucking cares? Like. Okay, you're bigger.
Yeah.
You're a bigger guy. Like, that's great. If I need to move a couch, I'm going to holler at you.
Yep,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't have any other, like, big-time, like, impression or giving a shit. Like, everybody's different size. Fuck, Big Steve's bigger than y'all, and he's fucking white. Like, who fucking cares? Like,
he's the green giant.
I think that the point of this episode is that white and black people are just people, and everyone's a human, and sometimes people like Trey identify more as a black, and that's cool. You know, because you're not a dick about it.
Yeah, look at
you know
back.
What I mean.
See,
like,
I don't get me twisted
like
on this shit. I'm
if you weren't willing
king.
To do the show because we were white, then I would be like, oh, that guy sucks. But like you're cool as shit, and you
I
just
took interest because you asked me. I was like, well, let's venture into this.
Yeah, please.
Movie.
Like, because I like
the same reason I came on.
I want diversity. I want as many different kinds of thought processes as possible, so that I can try to learn from people, and hopefully you guys can learn from. Hopefully everyone can learn from this.
Now, did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Learn something. Open your mind and talk to somebody who is different than you.
Right.
Guess what?
Because Trey identifies as a black man and I don't. And that shouldn't make us fight.
Not like it would ever happen. But.
Right. I mean, who gives a shit? Like,
be able to laugh about shit, ladies and gentlemen. Take life
as
what it is.
That's the part of this show.
Exactly.
Here.
Relax. Enjoy yourself. If these conversations make you uncomfortable... grow up.
This is not a safe space.
Matter
right,
of fact,
exactly.
Just go to your room and play with yourself a little bit.
This is not a
damn right.
This is not for the easily offended and weak at heart.
Absolutely not. You can't handle it. You can't handle
especially
it.
Especially me when I'm on tour. I'm on tour this summer, by the way.
Ah,
hey now.
There you go.
Where are you going? You gonna be speaking?
Speaking, I got a few appearances coming up. One this Saturday, but I'm not gonna name drop it here.
There you go. Oh, there
that's
you
fine.
Go,
you don't have to plug it here if you don't want to. You're welcome to if you do. But
we'll get it in.
But in Warrenton, actually, July 6th.
Cool.
There you go.
If you don't know, now you know.
Bitches.
What are you gonna? Your spoken word?
Yeah, I've got something coming up there.
Cool.
Group of writers and whatnot.
Right on, man. Right
hell
on.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell congratulations.
Because yeah, I was supposed to go tubing in West Virginia Saturday, but I got to work. So.
Oh, wait. Let's back this up.
Tubing. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. You mean you're going to be in a tube in a motherfucking river, right?
I wouldn't even do it. I was like, no.
So your black ass about to go tubing.
They tried to get me to go. I was like, well, I got to work.
In the river. There's no sharks in the river.
Nigga, it's
yeah,
a river.
Still, yeah, but there's laws. Water still there's float river. Down.
I know.
You in
I
a
know.
Fucking river in an inner tube.
Yeah. See, water, but I'm of a mind that y'all could go in the water. Like, especially with your bald heads, it ain't like you're worried about your afro.
Nigga, the water nigga, man. So,
the water nigga.
I can't
this
see
is what
that
you
today.
Said?
Yeah,
the water
yeah,
nigga.
The water Perfect nigga, yeah, that shit that motherfucking water. Yeah, I can't fuck with that.
We can do all right in the sun, but...
That man... Something
you should get some floaties, man. Get some adult floaties to put on your arms and you ain't got to worry about...
Hell no.
Take that noodle. There's a noodle over there.
Multiple noodles, man.
Something tip my fucking toe.
Get yourself a life vest.
If I feel something hit my motherfucking toe, nigga, it's over. It's over.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, we're going to have to bring this wild-ass episode of the Mason and Friends show to a close.
Yeah. Look, check us out. Nigga ain't tubing.
Ever.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My black friends at the Mason and Friends show have no intention of ever going tubing.
Fuck no.
And that's okay.
What about the lazy river? Did you tube in a lazy river?
No.
Wait, you can put your feet down and touch?
The lazy river I can do. I can do the lazy river.
Yeah, like it's a pool. That. You can see the floor of the pool. You get into things that you
can
touch.
I
can
stand up. Yeah, I'm good.
You're not going in though.
Hell no.
Trey, do you submerge yourself in water anytime other than like when you're taking a shower?
Nope.
Wow.
Nah, I'm not that bad.
Alrighty. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this wild-ass shit.
Love y'all.
We out of here.
Gone.